ever come home to a sound, you know that sound you never want to hear?
Oh yeah.
Like a roar of a waterfall inside your house.
Inside your living room? Yeah.
That's what we're talking about today.
Oh man. That's the nightmare.
Yeah, the aftermath of a burst pipe and how to keep your house from turning into a swimming pool.
Right. You don't want to be, swimming to the kitchen to get your coffee in the morning.
No.
Yeah. So we've got articles, tips from actual plumbers.
Oh, wow.
And even insurance claim horror stories.
Oh, Mary.
Everything you need to know to survive a burst pipe fiasco.
All right. So let's set the scene here. You walk in the door. Water's pouring through the ceiling. Your furniture's ruined. All your stuff is floating. Not good.
Not good. And, you know, it's interesting. This is more common than you think.
Really?
Especially in places that get cold, obviously.
Mm.
And it's kind of cool, the science behind it. It's not just the water freezing, but it's as it freezes, it expands. And that pressure builds up inside the pipe. It's like trying to jam, you know, a gallon of ice cream into a little tiny container.
Oh, yeah.
Something's got to give.
Yeah, and what gives is your pipe. So you walk in, you hear that hissing. Maybe you see a puddle, maybe a little more than a puddle. What's the first thing you do?
You got to stop the water.
Okay.
So find that main shutoff valve. This is something you should probably know where it is before disaster strikes, right?
Good point, yeah.
And then you got to think about the insurance side. So grab your phone, start taking pictures, videos, everything.
Right, because as if seeing your living room underwater wasn't bad enough, now you got to deal with the insurance company.
Oh boy.
Not my favorite people.
Yeah, and while you're dealing with that and, you know, documenting everything, you're probably also trying to figure out, who do I call now?
Right, exactly.
Right. So that's where these water damage restoration companies come in.
Okay.
But, and this is important, not all restoration companies are created equal.
Okay, so how do you know which one to pick? I mean, is it just like Googling and picking the first one that pops up?
Yeah, that's not the best way to do it.
Probably not.
There's actually, certifications and stuff.
Oh, really?
One of the articles I was reading mentioned the IFNRC. That's the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification.
Wow.
So you want to make sure that, you know, they've got those credentials. Don't just go by the SAR ratings online. Look for detailed reviews. You know, how was their professionalism?
Yeah.
Were they transparent? Did they handle insurance well? That sort of thing.
So it's like, it's more than just, did they dry up the water?
Exactly.
It's the whole, like, the whole process, how they handled it.
The whole nine yards, yeah.
Mm, okay, that makes sense. And speaking of, let's talk about insurance. Because I think we can all agree, dealing with insurance,
it's not fun.
It's not on my top 10 list of things to do.
No one's like, oh yeah, let's call the insurance company. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where all that documentation, the pictures, the videos, you know, all that comes in handy. Think of your insurance claim like a puzzle. You need all the pieces to fit. So those pictures, the receipts for damaged items, even if you talk to a contractor, write that stuff down. It all matters.
Oh, that's a good point, because you don't always think about, you know, oh, I talked to this person on this day. Jot that down somewhere.
Exactly.
Okay. Are there common mistakes, like when people are dealing with the insurance company? Like, what are some things we can tell people to watch out for?
One of the biggest things is people don't read their policy.
Uh-huh.
Read your policy before disaster strikes, because you might be surprised at what's covered, or more importantly, what's not covered.
Oh, yeah, that fine print.
Right. And another thing is, don't just accept their first offer.
Oh, really?
Okay. You can negotiate. You can provide additional documentation if you need to.
So don't just take the first thing they say.
Exactly.
Because they're hoping you will.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Be your own advocate.
Be your own advocate. Oh. I like that. All right. So hopefully this deep dive into what to do about burst pipes and the aftermath and all that has helped you, maybe even inspired you to go find your water main shutoff valve.
Yeah. Go find it.
Seriously, go find it after this.
It's good to know where it is.
It's good to know.
And while you're at it, you know, take a look at that insurance policy.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
See what it says about water damage.
Do it now. You'll thank yourself later.
Exactly.